Now, Natalie Jessop is the GM of Tangorotuia Te Ora, which is the Endangered Species Trust. I think Tawara is involved here too. But they're leading urgent conservation efforts in our country to protect endangered species, including the critically threatened Maui dolphin, and are advocating against destructive practices such as bottom trawling. Thanks for joining us on the program, Natalie. Ko Dale tēnei, a warm welcome to Wāte. Kia ora.
Oh, kia ora, Dale. Ngā mihi nui ki a koe.
Me koe hoki. So, let's look at the Maui dolphin, just as an example. Before we do, how many endangered species in New Zealand are on your list?
Altogether, there are over 3,700 endangered species, and we have a list of the top 50 most critically endangered, and the Maui dolphins are at number one due to just how dire their situation is.
Last time I heard there were about 80, but I'm not quite sure how many are there now. How do we, can we get a definitive sort of overview of numbers?
Yeah, there's surveys that are done every year, so aerial surveys, and the estimates now are that there are fewer than 50 adult Maui dolphins left. So that's down from 500 in the 1970s. And yeah, their cousins, the Hectors, they had approximately 50,000 in the 1970s, and now there's only 10,000 Hectors left. So we're at a really critical point right now, and if we don't do something, we're going to be one of the first countries in the world to let a dolphin go extinct on our watch. So, yeah, that's why we have launched this campaign in cooperation with Lush. Our aim is to stop the bottom trawling. It's happening right across their habitats, and yeah, the bottom trawling is a practice where big, heavy nets go down and they get dragged across the seafloor. So they destroy everything in their path. They're very indiscriminate and stirs up a lot of sediment and wipes out the food sources that the dolphins depend on. And the other critical issue is that it also catches and drowns the dolphins because they're mammals. They really struggle in the nets. They suffocate and they drown. And yeah, the dolphins that are caught in the nets, they often have a lot of lacerations and bruises and they're bleeding because they've had such a struggle to escape. And yeah, the trawling is happening right now through Maui and Hector's habitats, where they live and where they feed and where they're trying to look after their young.
Those habitats, particularly on the west coast, are they, Natalie? And how prevalent is bottom trawling in the areas that they call home? Where, geez, there's only 50 of them. I mean, where are they living?
Yeah, well, there's 50 Maui that live between, so they live on the west coast of the North Island between the Kaipara Harbour down to Taranaki. And then their cousins, the Hectors, they live in other parts of the Motu. So they actually used to be the most common dolphin around Aotearoa, or the Hectors anyway. So if you look back in historical records, they're described as being plentiful, and there's numerous Māori names for Maui and Hectors as well. So they had a lot of cultural significance. Their ingoa were tied to different iwi and hapū, and were in really common use actually across both islands. So some of the names are, like on the west coast, the name for the Maui dolphin is Pōpoto, and then there's other names like Pahu, Aho Aho, Hopu Hopu, and yeah, there's other marae around the country too, the coastal marae that have carvings of the Maui and Hector. So yeah, they're a really important tohu for the health of our oceans, and we're working quite closely with Mana Whenua out at Kawhia, Ngāti Te Wehi, because yeah, this is a very important taonga species for them, and we just want to be able to elevate their voice and their going to save the Maui dolphin for generations.
Yeah, sort of familiar with them. There's signage on many beaches of the west coast as I've travelled as well, but because they're sort of sight unseen, many of us don't realise the threats that exist to them. Obviously, bottom trawling is one of them. So, as a practice, are they reporting when dolphins are caught up in their catch, or is it somewhat embarrassing and they're even dodging the reporting of the deaths of Maui or Hector's dolphins? How prevalent is bottom trawling in these habitats?
Yeah, well, the Maui dolphins aren't protected to the too. So we know that they swim out to 100 metre depths, and they're not protected in their whole habitat from the bottom trawling. And also when cameras got put on boats, so about 50% of the boats had cameras installed, and following that, the reporting of dolphin deaths went up 700%. So that's only on 50% of the boats, and the reporting went up 700% of dead dolphins. So we know that the industry has been under-reporting the bycatch that they've been catching. And yeah, there was someone, a fisher person recently, and he had thrown a dolphin overboard and said he thought it was a common dolphin, but it was actually a Hector's. So, you know, there's good people out there, but there's overall the fishing industry has got a lot to do to improve their practices.
Tēnā koe. How's Tangorotuia Te Ora, or the Endangered Species Trust, working with communities and particularly with iwi and partners to protect the Maui dolphins? Could you give us sort of some specific mahi that you are aligning with coastal iwi communities to do the best we can to try and save the species?
Yeah, well, so we've been working closely with Ngāti Te Wehi. So that's been kaitiaki of the pōpoto, the Maui dolphin, for many generations. And we are supporting the āpiti whānau to support their voice and their calls for action. And we've actually got an endangered species hui, which is coming up in September. So we've called our first ever national hui. And Altea and Davis Āpiti and Paul Brown are coming along to that to share their lived experiences, their mātauranga about this species and what needs to be done, what urgently needs to be done. And yeah, along with that, we've started a petition to stop bottom trawling and dolphin that, so people can go onto our website and sign that petition. And yeah, and then alongside the āpiti whānau, been coordinating with and they've created really beautiful limited edition Maui soap, and it's in their stores right now, and 70% of every sale is going to go directly to our campaign. And yeah, the Lush campaign is running for 2 weeks across all their stores nationwide, from Auckland right down to Otipoti in Dunedin. And yeah, we've got the goal of raising money and driving petition signatures across the motu. So we've got some amazing influencers who are supporting our campaign as well. So Millie Elder, Tanya Waikato, Java Feke, Mandy Kupinga, Michaela Inslee, Bianca Ransom from Forest and Bird, and just many others. There's just a lot of people who really passionately care about our moana and who want to see that we're able to, you know, as coastal hapori, go out there and catch a fish. And I think we know, you know, from hearing stories from our grandparents' generation, you know, it was like much easier. You'd put down the bait, and you know, you'd get a nibble straight away. You know, I remember hearing from my granddad, we could have probably caught a bar full of snapper of tamuri, and it's like it's just not like that anymore. And we just need urgently to turn things around. We know that once the moana has more protections, things can bounce back. But, you know, we've been bottom trawling for very heavily bottom trawling since the 1990s, and we've bottom trawled the size of both the North Island and the South Island twice. So it's extensive what we've done. And yeah, we need to phase it out, and we need to move to more sustainable fishing methods. So yeah, we are encouraging people, ask how your fish is caught. If they can't tell you, just don't buy it. It's probably been caught in a destructive way. And yeah, the other thing we really, really want people to do is vote this year. So we need everyone to get informed about the oceans and tie our policies of different political parties and support the ones that are really Te Tiriti aligned and that support tai ao restoration. So yeah, and the other thing too. Oh, sorry.
No, after you, Dale.
I can go on a long time.
Well, I'm curious about what the current policies are regarding bottom trawling. I know it's been a hot topic, but unsure with how it sits and, you know, what parties are supportive of, which parties are against it. That's why I said, you know, how prevalent is bottom trawling and where that decision currently is politically, Natalie?
Well, okay, so New Zealand is one of the worst at bottom trawling, and we're the last country that's bottom trawling the high seas of the South Pacific. So while other countries are moving away from it, we're at these international meetings advocating for it. And one of the reasons for this is that our Minister of Fisheries is Shane Jones, and the New Zealand First Party is directly supported with donations from the fishing industry. So the policies that we're seeing coming through right now are directly supporting the fishing industry and this incredibly unsustainable practice that is, you know, ultimately wiping out our fish stocks in many, many areas. We see the trawlers going through, and it's just devastating. We need it to stop.
Okay, so.
And the other thing too, 90% of New Zealanders are opposed to it now. Like, the more people find out about it, the more that, so they just don't have the public mandate anymore.
Well, it's just frustrating to think that despite all the advocacy to protect this Taonga species, we really haven't put together the structures to ensure their survival. And if bottom trawling is the biggest threat to their ongoing survival, then that needs to be addressed. Please, E Homa, take an interest in the work of Tangarotuia Te Ora, or the Endangered Species Trust, and let's do what we can to support them in their efforts. So many different species under threat because of modern practices. We need to do what we can to protect those species. Surely, this is at the core of how we think as Māori and as New Zealanders. Natalie Jessop with us today. Thank you, Natalie, for joining us. Is Tawhiti still involved?
He is, actually, it's awesome. He's actually a keynote speaker, number one on our first day at our endangered species hui. So we know things have been quite hard for the for people working in the tai ao space and hapori in general in the last few years. And so, yeah, we've called the first ever endangered species national hui. It's on the 2nd and 3rd of September. So, yeah, Tawhiti is our first keynote speaker. He's going to be talking about his journey to restore waterways that lead into Lake Waikare, which is our fourth biggest lake. We've got amazing experts coming to share mātauranga on tuna, kanakana, the piharo, hurepo mātuku, the bittern, pekapeka, and we just want to bring everyone together so that we can, you know, just remember there's some really awesome people out there, there's some incredible initiatives, and just connect people up across the motu so that we can feel empowered and engaged and leave the hui with some really clear action points and strategies. It's going to be the hui about the dui, and if you're interested in the tai ao space, we'd really encourage you to come along. So, yeah, no mai, haere mai.
Yeah, good to talk with you, Natalie. T did mention that to me. So that's on the 2nd and 3rd of September. We'll obviously be keen to talk to you and others about the guest lineup, but also some of the wonderful species you've just touched on. But today our focus on bottom trawling practices, particularly along the west coast, E Homa, Kawhia, down to Taranaki, and the situation that our Hector's dolphins and Maui dolphins are finding themselves in because of that practice. It needs to change. Thank you so much for joining us on the program, Natalie. Wonderful kōrero, and looking forward to another soon. Mauri ora.
Ngā mihi nui.
Thank you.